Original starting five for both teams in the second half. Chillicothe will play the basketball goal to the right. And East Buchanan has the ball, and they will start off the second half playing the basketball goal to the left. We'll start off the second half, and they are playing the basketball goal to the left. There we go. East Buchanan fires it up top underneath. Oh, that was a nice well-run play. Addison Ishmael was wide open on the low post, so and missed a defensive assignment. Ishmael has 10, and the lead is now 9 for Chillicothe. 10 of the 16 have come from Addison Ishmael, who's a player. Definite, solid player for East Buck. Hunter Keithley, left wing up top to Hibner. Right side, Trout tries a three ball. No, comes up short. Kiefer tries to save from going out of bounds. Does. Maggie Papp ends up with it. That shot doesn't fall. So a three ball air ball for Trout. It ends up back in Papp's hands, and she misses a short range deuce. We played a minute of the third quarter. Top of the key now. Ishmael in and out, doesn't fall. That's going to be over the back on the rebound attempt on number 12, Aaron McPike.
It's her first team foul of the half for East Buchanan.
Ishmael 5 of 9 in the game so far for East Buchanan unofficially. 25-16, Chillicothe's ball. Chillicothe's lead by 9. They led by 11 at the start of this second half. Trout left wing gets it to Hunter Keithley. Papp on the right wing three-point line. They work it over to Trout, circle right. Around the horn will go. Good crisp ball movement around the perimeter. They lob it in to Kennedy. Kennedy spins to the baseline, posts up, and will go to the line now. She was hacked by the defender. We'll get the number on her in just a second. Lily Schilling, her first, second team foul of this quarter. Only a minute and a half gone. Kennedy Kiefer, 1 of 2 in the second quarter. Makes this one 2 of 3 on the night. She's got 6 points. Double-digit lead again for Chillicothe, 26-16. Kennedy, second one is in, 3 of 4. Two good-looking free throws from Kiefer, and we're back up to an 11-point lead for Chillicothe thanks to two Kennedy Kiefer free throws. 27-16, Chillicothe leads at 6:26 left to play third quarter. Schilling comes our checker, that's Ishmael up top. Feed high post, doesn't fall for Aaron McPike. Her first shot attempt from high post left. Chillicothe's rebound. Hunter Keithley gives it to Hibner. Hibner gets it back to Keithley. Into Papp. Papp dribble drives down the boulevard, and Maggie Papp with a driving layup, about three-step layup. And it's a 13-point lead. Chillicothe finding their zone here now, finding their skills. Pass up top of the key, stolen by Chillicothe, and Hibner with a steal, and the coast-to-coast lays it up and in. Hibner, the steal and the bucket, and it's suddenly a nice lead for Chillicothe by 15, 31-16. It's enough to cause concern for East Buchanan. They're back in 30. We'll be back in 30 on KCHI. And welcome back to the third quarter. Chillicothe girls 31, East Buchanan girls 16 at Chillicothe High School. East Buchanan took the timeout, crossed the timeline, left wing to McPike, looking inside. Inbounds pass was tipped, but it is controlled. Shot doesn't fall for Ishmael. Well defended inside by Kennedy Kiefer. She grins as she grabs the rebound and flips it to Jordan Hibner down court, right wing, just inside the arc. Long range deuce doesn't fall for Katie Trout. Katie shooting a little bit more frequently in this game than past games and misses that one that time. A whistle away from the basketball, pointing to Ella Fritz and Trout. Katie Trout with her first foul. First team foul on Chillicothe this half. Two against East Buchanan. East Buck will inbound in front of the crowd on the sideline. Ella Fritz looking for somewhere to go with it. They tried to go in the corner. Tipped out of bounds by a hustling and acrobatic Jordan Hibner. So they walk a bit closer down to the baseline and inbounded in the sideline corner. They get it inside. Pass across the paint was stolen by Chillicothe's Hunter Keithley. Down court to Hibner. Kiefer spins to the baseline. Has her shot blocked by Lily Schilling, the sophomore. But once again, free throw shooting for Kiefer. Schilling with her second foul, both in this quarter. Third team foul. This will get someone in for her after this first Kiefer free throw. First one is in. She's got eight. Hannah Archdeacon checks in. Thomas checks in for Trout. Kiefer's second free throw is no good. Path the offensive board. That one no good. One out of two, 32-16. Chillicothe leads it by 16. And East Buchanan looking to set it up. Up at the free throw line, Potter pivots, tries to throw it back, and an errant pass, and a nice effort by Ishmael to try and save it from going out of bounds, but doesn't. So an unforced turnover, unforced error by East Buchanan. And Chillicothe will benefit Maggie Thomas, Lainey Gaston, Kennedy Kiefer, Hunter Keithley, and Jordan Hibner on the court right now for Chillicothe. Hunter dribbles from top of the key. Sees a three ball. No, off the rim. Kiefer trying for the rebound. Can't quite tip it to a player. And East Buck says you only get one chance this time. They bring it down court. Ella Fritz gives it up top to Schilling, guarded by Hibner. And a charging call pushed Hibner down with a forearm. Hibner did a nice job selling that as well. And Schilling probably will come out with three now. McPike checks in, the 5'6 sophomore, and Schilling has a breather with three fouls midway through the third quarter. 32-16, Chillicothe's lead is 16 still. Three ball, left wing doesn't fall, stick back goes for Hunter Keithley. Keithley with the deuce, she's got 12 points now after the miss by, I believe, Thomas from outside. East Buck crosses a timeline. Haley Kidd, I think that's Haley Kidd, reports to the scores table. Blocking foul on Kiefer, her third. Second team foul, so Hicks and Kidd checks in for Kiefer and Hibner. Chillicothe has used 10 players in this game, 7 used for East Buchanan. East Buchanan with a bucket. Got it to the low post, and Darren Smith not happy with that. Chillicothe, someone missed defending. Ishmael, who has 12 of the team's 18 points, she's one you want to keep an eye on and a pretty good defender on because she's a pretty solid basketball player. Thomas all alone, right wing Trey off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped to Kidd, and Kidd with a low post bucket. The rebound was tipped to Haley Kidd after Thomas missed the Trey. So Kidd with her first points tonight, 36-18. The score, up top, high post. And they work it up top now to 32, Ishmael. She flips it to Potter. Potter drives down the boulevard and referees with a whistle. Chillicothe's lead is 18. First foul on Kidd, fifth team foul. Brooke Horton checks in. Horton checks in for Essie Hicks for the first time tonight. Schilling has returned into the ball game. East Buchanan inbounds it. Four team fouls on East Buck, three on Chillicothe. 2:32 left in the third. It's 36-18 Chillicothe. Lady Hornets have held East Buchanan to just 4 points so far this quarter. Good, solid defensive effort. Long-range baseline deuce. Ella Fritz, one step back. He would have gotten Trey. And it's a 16-point game, 36-20 Chillicothe. 2:10 left to play in the third quarter. Kidd down court, goes right wing to Thomas. Thomas tried to feed Horton inside. Pass was stolen by Potter, who had her foot on the out-of-bounds mark, so Chillicothe got away with it. Horton, Kiefer, Gaston, Thomas, and Kidd on the court right now. They get it into Lainey Gaston. Feed back to Hunter Keithley. She's tied up. Flips it back to Gaston for three, and Lainey hits the tray. Gaston for the three ball to go with the deuce from the first quarter. And it's a 19-point lead for the first time tonight. Up top, Audrey Ellifritz working against Hunter Keithley. Ellifritz leaves it for Ishmael up top of the circle. Couldn't make the pass to Schilling thanks to Thomas's good defense. East Buchanan has dropped from three down to class two this season, just like Chillicothe dropped from four to three. Fourth team foul on Chillicothe. I think that's on Maggie Thomas. But Schilling with a bucket on the inbounds play. She's got six, and it's a 17-point game. Timeout, Chillicothe. We're back after this timeout. Chillicothe leads at 39-22 on KCHI.
The employer.
39-22, Chillicothe leads it by 17. A dozen for Hunter Keithley. Eight for Kennedy Kiefer to lead Chillicothe. A dozen of the team's 22 points have come from Addison Ishmael. Six from Lily Schilling for East Buchanan. Chillicothe's ball following their timeout. Haley Kidd, right side to Keithley. Back over to Kidd, left wing, looks off the tray, drives inside, tries to dish it off to Horton, but someone got a hand on it, knocked it loose, and then Kidd bumps Jessen, and Kidd called for her second foul. Fifth team foul, four on East Buchanan. Chillicothe leads it, a minute left, 39-22, and another foul. This one, a hacking foul on Keithley, her third. Everyone getting into the foul now. Now it's 16 fouls on Chillicothe. Hunter comes out and Hibner checks in. They inbounded midcourt, does East Buchanan. They go back court to Lily Schilling. She crosses a timeline, being guarded by Lucy Reeder. High post, Ishmael looks for somewhere to go with it. Tessbrook Horton's defense. Horton slides right with her. Good defensive effort by Horton. Long-range deuce from just inside top of the key, Jessen. It's back-to-back buckets now. Still Chillicothe with a 15-point lead. 31 seconds left. Reeder crosses the timeline, gets it out to Hibner. After being hemmed in the corner, nice job by Lucy of avoiding the turnover, and nice job by Hibner to give her a target to throw to. Right side, Kidd, wide open, three ball! No, off the back of the rim. Oh, great rebound by Gaston, kicks it out to Hibner. And a good offensive board with 5.4 seconds. Reeder, Kidd, baseline deuce off the rim, off the backboard, count it! Just inside the arc, it hit the rim, bounced up, hit the corner of the backboard up top, and back down, and it is good for Haley Kidd. Her second bucket tonight. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.